Let's see the tosis in. We're up to the third tosis, right? The chad asuye chay ve'lavin. Okay, how do we know that you chayiv knas for an isha that's chay ve'lavin and chay ve'krisus? After all, the lo siel isha isha ru'uyolo. So we have ribuyim. So Rish Lakish came and said naira naira hanaira. The way Rashi learns, we're talking about the two places it says naira. One says naira, one place says hanaira. So we have three ribuyim, chad legufei, because that's the story itself, and then we have two more. Hanaira, when it says further in the pasuk, v'nasan lavi hanaira, chad lasrichai, v'lam chad besrichai, kavi krisus. Yeah, at the end the Gemara works out that they're really six, and then you end up with two extras. But we have here two ribuyim, one for chay ve'lavin, one for chay ve'krisus. Hiksha ri ben Rabbi Meir, ben Rabbeinu Meir. Akati neima chad lasui chay ve'esei, v'chad lasui chay ve'lavin. The akati chay ve'krisus minola. Tos has a very obvious question. Really, there are three levels of isurim to consider in this hierarchy of Isurim, of Isurei Kahal, right? You have Isurim on the level of Chayve Esei, that would be Mitzvi Ve'edomi, for example, where the Torah says, Dor Shlishi Yavolem B'Kal Hashem. So the Isur until Dor Shlishi, the Isur of the two Doros, is only based on the inference of the Lashon HaPasuk that Dor Shlishi Yavolem, so we know that Dor Sheni and Dor Rishon are Aser, but not on the level of a Lav. That's Chay Ve'Esen. Chay Ve'Lavin, for example, Mamzerus. Well, Yavu Mamzer, Torah writes, it belongs in Lav. Chay Ve'Krisus is what you have in the list of the Arayis that get Koris. Now, if you have two Ribuyim, so how can you right away jump the one rung and go to Chay Ve'Lavin and then go to Chay Ve'Krisus, and that's why the Mishnah can say that there's knas by both Chay Ve'Lav and Chay Ve'Krisus. Seemingly, we should start on the lowest rung, and then we should have one ribuy for Chay Ve'Esei, and then the second ribuy go on Chay Ve'Lav. And then the question becomes, Akati Chay Ve'Krisus Minola. So where would we learn Chay Ve'Krisus? Right? The question is clear, right? The tirate, so the Rivam responds, the Chay Ve'Lav the essay, Lo Tzarech El Echad Kra. The answer is that you don't need a separate pasuk for Chay Ve'Esei and a separate pasuk for Chay Ve'Lavin. They can be covered by one ribuy. Why is that? I mean, Chay Ve'Lavin is more chomer than Chay Ve'Esei. So what's the pshat? So Tos explains. The ha'ilav d'chsiv v'lo siya li'isha. The masma sheyesh b'havayo roya l'kayma. Were not for the fact that the Torah writes the expression v'lo siya li'isha, which implies one of two things, either sheyesh b'havaya, or both things perhaps, sheyesh b'havaya uru'uyu l'kayma, lo siya li'isha, that a woman who yesh b'havaya, that you could be tofes kedushin, and a woman that's appropriate that you're allowed to marry. So if not for that inference, la'avit sarech kol ribuyinu, there'd be no need for the pasuk to have to include that there's knas for various cases of Chay Ve'Lavin and so on, Chay Ve'Esei. I mean, why would you think not? Just because it's usher to marry her, just because there's no tfisas kedushin, but the fact is, there should be a chiyuv knas. So why would you think not? The only reason that you'd think not is because of the diuk that you would make from the words Lo Siya Li'isha. If that's the only reason why you need the ribuy, zaktosus hilkach, mechad ribuy, mabinan, from one ribuy we can easily include that's one inference you would get from a Lo Siya Li'isha, that it has to be Ru'uyu L'Kayma. So here you have one Ribuy. What would you say the Ribuy is coming to tell me? That even an Ein Ru'uyu L'Kayma, even if it's usher to marry her, you can still have Knas. So what goes under that Ribuy? Anything that's Ein Ru'uyu L'Kayma. Meaning, Dahainu Chay Ve'Esei V'Chay Ve'Lavin. They're both in the same boat. From the perspective of not being Ru'uyu L'Kayma, even though there is Havaya, there is Tfisus condition in both cases, but they both have the identical chisaron of Ein Ru'uyu L'Kayma. Kiven the Ispil Havaya. So that's why they both go under that ribuy. The ribuy number one is for Ein Ru'uyu L'Kayma. The Idach ribuy, and now you have the other ribuy, so that's L'Chay Ve'Krisus. So that's if you learn that Chay Ve'Lavin is Tafsi Kedushin. Chay Ve'Lavin kedushin is tofes. It's an avera, but the kedushin is tofes. You need a get. So then chayvi lav and chayvi essay go together, and there's no reason to see it as two levels, because the only point of the riboy is to go laafuke the diuk that you'd make from the lo shel isha. So what would be one diuk you'd make? It's not really a kaima. So what's not really a kaima? Not chayvi lav and not chayvi essay. And the Torah says it could even have kenas, even though it's not really a kaima. So that's one. And the other one is even beyond that. That's for the case where there's another criteria. Maybe you need a woman of yesh b'havaya, as opposed to chayvi krisus. That's less b'havaya. That's where the other ribui says that there's even kenas for chayvi krisus. Zoktosus ulamanda amar en kedushin tovsin b'chayvi lavin. So we see in Hemshach HaGemara, the Akiva, there's a manda amar that says that even by chayvi lavin there's no krisus kedushin. So now you see clearly that chayvi essay is not the same as chayvi lavin. Chayvi lavin fails another test. Chayvi essay is just en real kaima, but chayvi lavin is less b'havaya. So therefore, you couldn't put it in the same ribui as chayvi essay. So then again, so how can you suffice with two ribuyim? Sestosis, it still works out well. Why? Just distribute it differently. Lamanda amar en kedushin tovsin b'chayvi lavin havichad ribuya l'chayvi essay. That means, notwithstanding the fact that it's ein ra'yu l'kayma, nevertheless it's knas. The idach and the other riboy that comes to tell me even a case of lo tafsi kiddushin, so that would go for chayvi lavin v'chayvi krisus. So wherever you cut it, wherever you draw the line, all you need at the end of the day is two riboyim. Right? One riboy is la'afuke, what you might say you need to get knas, you need isha haru'yu l'kayma, as opposed to Ein Ra'yu L'Kayma, there's no knas. Says the Ribbe, no, there could even be knas even though it's Ein Ra'yu L'Kayma. And the other Ribbe is for a woman who's less b'havaya, and nevertheless there's knas. So Tosus is clear, right? Tosus therefore is working out for us. There's no reason to have to separate Chayvi Essay and Chayvi Lavin, and in any way you look at it, two Ribbeim is enough. Question? Yes, Rachamim.
Is this about reading all this back into the Gemara, or is
it's basically the Gemara. I mean, in other words, the Gemara had a question. Lo siyo li'isha shiru'uya lo. Says Rishlokish naira naira hanaira. So, Tosus is noting here that the only reason you need the riboy is in response to the problem the Gemara posed. There's no other need for the riboy. Without any diuk that you would make from lo siyo li'isha, there'd be no reason why you wouldn't have knas. Now, let's think for a second. In terms of the mitzvah of lo siyel isha, we noted the Mishnah Lamites. So, chayve lavin, the Mishnah says, there's no mitzvah, right? Only isha ru'uyalo, that's clear. The Gemara wants to know, why can't you say, I say the chalosa, I say, the Gemara explains why you don't say it. So, presumably that's a davar muskim, that's clear that you don't have a mitzvah to marry her. So what does Tosus say? If not for the diuk of isha ru'uyala, isha ru'uyal kaima, you would think that there's no knas. You would say there's knas. But if there's no mitzvah of lo siyel isha, then maybe you'd say that's why there's no knas, because they go together. You have to be able to fulfill lo siyel isha in order that there should also be a parasha of knas. Where do we see such a svara? In Piskei Rid, in Tosfos Rid, that's how he actually went to Gemara's question. The isha she'en ru'uya lo v'lo mekayim ba v'lo siyel isha. Gamina Knasi Hei Pater. Tosus read on the side. We saw the Piskei Rid. The other way to learn is that no one would have assumed that just because you can't mekayim the mitzvahs nesuin b'losil isha, there's no din of knas. The issues are separable, but nevertheless there's a drasha that you would make from b'losil isha, separate from the mitzvah of nesuin that lies in that pasuk. There's a diuk in the words that's shedding light on when and when not there would be knas, because that's also in the section to discuss a knas. A velo siyel isha, only an isha that's v'uyalo gets knas. what it means, what it means, yesh b'havaya. That was the other way to learn. So can we be medayik here from this Tosis, maybe from this Tosis, how to understand the issue? What was the Gemara's question? Ikri kan lo siya l'isha. Isha ru'uya lo. Tosis is saying, the only reason why I would say that there's no knas is because I need a isha ru'uya l'kaima or isha shesh b'havaya. Without that, I wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't have any reason not to have knas. Maybe I would say not to have knas because you can't fulfill. Is that what Tosis means? Could that also be what Tosis means? He means based on the fact that there's no nisuin. Is that what how do you think about it when you went to Tosis? He means because by nisuin. It's reading a little bit more into the words. There's like another leap, another step Tosis didn't spell out. I mean, in cheshbon it could be, no? It could be. The teretz would still work. But I just don't know if the words of Tosis are saying that. Again, what Tosis is saying is an echo of the Gemara's question, presumably. The Gemara had a question, whatever that question is, says Rish Lakish, but the answer is we have a riboy. So Tosis is saying, so don't separate Chayvei Esei and Chayvei Lavin, because in the perspective of what we're trying to need the Pasuk for, they're the same boat. What is that boat? What is that issue that Chayvei Esei and Chayvei Lavin have in common? That they're not really l'kaima. And what is the problem in really l'kaima? That's what the Gemara was asking, presumably, right? What is that problem? So we have one pshat that the problem is that you can't fulfill lo siya l'isha, then you can't have the knas. It has to be possible to fulfill lo siya l'isha in order that there could be knas. Or it's just such a woman who's not the profile that we can extract from the words of Osir Isha, such a woman is not right for Knas. That's the other way. Tosus Teretz is that you wouldn't separate Chayvei Esei Chayvei Lavin to be a separate Riboy, because the only reason you need the Riboy is because I would otherwise have said that you can't have Knas because you need Yesh B'Havaya or you need Rai L'Kaima. So when he says Rai L'Kaima, he means that you should be able to fulfill Osir L'Isha. I guess you could read it into Tosis. I just don't know if the words are quite emphasizing that. No, Avram, what do you think? Yeah? No, wait, before. Daniel, and this? Daniel, and this?
It was on a slightly different issue.
So. Okay, so you were first, then. Go. Yeah.
Okay, so is Tosis taking sides on how we make the drasha of Ruhi L'Kaim or Isha Sheish Ba'alaya?
That's what I'm wondering with you. I'm wondering aloud with you. Is Tosis taking sides on that question? Can you medayik anything from this Tosis, the way he formulates the teretz, how he understood the problem? Uh-huh. That's what I'm asking you to ponder. The cheshbon might work. The question is if the words are saying that as well. I don't know. I'm listening. In other words, you tell me. You understand the two ways that we learned the Gemara's kasha, right? We spoke it out when we first read the Gemara 2 days ago. What the Gemara means is that you have to have the potential to fulfill Osir L'Isha in order to be the Biknas. What the Gemara means is that it's a profile of such a woman in terms of her, whether she's tainted for the mitzvah, for the chiyuv of Knas. Okay. Let's leave this for now. Maybe we could be medayik, maybe not, but either way, the answer is clear. Why Chayvei Esei and Chayvei Lavin go together. Avram? Let's see the end of the Tosis. V'im Tomar. Maybe we can medayik here from here something. What does Tosis ask? V'im Tomar, v'lishtok me'lo siya l'isha, v'lo yitztarech l'hanach ribuye. Now this is interesting. What is Tosis asking? What is Tosis kasha? I know people are struggling here in the morning on this. V'lishtok me'lo siya l'isha, v'lo yitztarech l'hanach ribuye. This kasha is picking up on what Tosis just said. That's clear, the Hemshech of Tosis. Tosfos just got finished answering the question, why doesn't Chayvi Lavin, Chayvi Esa need separate Ribuyim? Because the only need for the Ribuy is because the Torah has to come and compensate for what you would have said based on the language of Lo Siyah Le'isha, which you would now say requires that it should be Isha Ru'i L'Kayma, Isha Shiesh B'Havaya, so you need the Ribuyim to say otherwise. So from that perspective, two Ribuyim is sufficient. Fectosvos. So why create the problem and have to put out and then have to solve it? Why make a fire and then have to, you know, put it out, right? Basically, you keep it simple. Lishtok nilosi alisha. So you don't have to say losi alisha. And then you won't need the ribuyim. In other words, if you don't have a losi alisha, right? So then you wouldn't have any idea that you need what? You need isha ru'i l'kaima, isha shesh b'ava. You don't have that because it doesn't say losi alisha. So then what? So then you wouldn't have the ribuy to be married by chayv ilav. That's the words of Tosfos Kasha. Now, what doesn't sit well with you? Pinchas yes.
Is Rabbi saying that you should delete it from the Torah? Is that what Rabbi is trying to say?
Okay. What are the words? The lishtok means the Torah shouldn't say it, right? So what's bothering you? What's bothering you? What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
Mitzvah.
And that's your question? Oh.
The mitzvah.
What do you mean? The mitzvah? Well, see, it's a mitzvah. How can Torah leave it out? That's a mitzvah. He has to marry her, right? That's bothering anyone else? Mm-hmm. How many people bothered by this question? Wow. Okay. So who has an answer? Okay, good. Yossi, go ahead.
The way I understood it is that the drasha in its original form and the Mishnah on Lamed Tet is used to determine the parameters of the chiyuv to marry her. And then here, the Gemara is bringing it in to apply it to the parameters of the chiyuv knas.
You're saying more than you need to at this point. What you're saying is good, but you're saying too much. In other words, let's go slow. I'm not yet at the point of the parameters for marrying her. I'm still talking about the mitzvah to marry her. That's what was brought up right now. In other words, so we want to consider the following. How could Tos have such a kasha that the Torah should be some will see the isha, and then we have no problem about the issue of knas? We know they get knas. But if the Torah would delete will see the isha, then why do I don't have the mitzvah will see the isha in the Torah? So obviously, what did Tosfos mean in this question? What did Tosfos obviously mean? Not that the Torah shouldn't have the mitzvah, the Torah shouldn't give the mitzvah silisha. That's clear, you have a mitzvah silisha. Yeah?
What he means is the Torah should have phrased it in a way that didn't cause this.
Okay, so it shouldn't be phrased with which words?
Siya.
Right. That's clear what Tosfos had in mind. No, the Torah could say in a lot of other ways that there's a mitzvah to marry her without putting it in such a phraseology that lends itself to this misleading interpretation that the lo siya isha, that isha ru'uya tiya ru'uya l'kaima or yesh b'havaya, and now we have promised ourselves, we say, oh, knas is only, it's not going to exist because she's not ru'uya l'kaima, she's not yesh b'havaya. Just say some other way that he should marry her, Yisa Enna, without planting those words of Lo Siya Le'isha. That's clear what Tosfos had in mind to ask. That's what Tosfos going to have to answer. No, but we darshan something else from the Tiyah, right? It's Bichu Midrash Lo Tiyah Midaita. So the Torah, we'll discuss in the answer what Tosfos is referring to, but there's a need for the word Tiyah to teach us something important about the Halachas. So the Torah had to use the word. Now that the Torah used the word, now you can slip and come with the misimpression, as some Tanoim do, that they hold in fact that you need Ruyu L'Kaima, you need Isba Havaya, so then now you need the Ribuy. But the question wasn't that the Torah should strike it out and you shouldn't have any mitzvah. Obviously you need to have the mitzvah, but the Torah didn't have to express the mitzvah in such a way. Now your point, Yossi, can be brought in. But L'Chora, within the mitzvah of Lo Siya Le'isha, we also have a halacha that the Mishnah states later on that if the woman is not ru'uya love of Yisrael, what does the Mishnah write on Lamed Tes? In terms of what din does ru'uya kaima yes play a role? That you don't marry him. There's no mitzvah to marry him. He's not ru'uya kaima. So wait a second. You need the Torah to write the mitzvah to marry her in such a phraseology, because relevant in relative to the mitzvah of marrying her. So how, what have we gained here? What is Tosfos asking? Lishtok milos Elisha, meaning to phrase it differently. But the Torah had to phrase it this way because it's nogeya that halach. It's also not pasha. So what did Tosfos ask?
Yeah. Yossi's question?
Yeah, the question is, again, the first thing everyone was asking is, what kind of kasha is asking on the Torah? Not that you can't have a kasha on the Torah, but the point is that how could Tosfos ask that the Torah shouldn't have a losi isha and we won't have any mistaken impression about Yesh Bahavaya and Yilkaima, but if the Torah has a mitzvah to marry her, the Torah has to say losi isha because it's a mitzvah to marry her. The answer is, Tosfos meant to ask that the Torah should give us the mitzvah to marry her without the phraseology of lo siya li'isha, which allows us to be medayik, that only an isha ruya l'kayma and isha shbavaya have knas. So if you could phrase it differently, then we wouldn't need the ribui to tell me that there's knas in those cases, because you wouldn't have any diuk to make from lo siya li'isha. Torah would phrase it differently. But the question we're bringing up is, no, but we see that even insofar as the mitzvah of marrying her, there also is a need for the drasha of ruya l'kayma. That's what the Mishnah says, Allah mitas. Seemingly, the Mishnah is darshaning lo siya l'isha, l'gabi, the mitzvah lo siya l'isha itself, that has to be ruya l'kayma. So the Torah had to use that phraseology for that in you. So what would Tosfos be asking them? So I think this is asked by Rashas, maybe? Let's think. Who has a teretz to this? Who has a teretz? Danny?
I was going to ask a question on it, really. When Tosfos says velishtok, it doesn't really sound like it means that it should have rephrased it. It means that it shouldn't be there.
The Rashas asked the kasha. What?
When Tosfos uses the word velishtok, it doesn't mean that, it doesn't sound like it means that it should have been rephrased. It sounds like it shouldn't be there.
No, why? No, he means that he can't mean anything but what we said. So obviously, v'lishtok v'lishtok means, it reads, v'lishtok v'lishtok means the way it's expressed. That entity of v'lishtok shouldn't be there. What would be in its place? Yisa ena. V'hu yisa osa. In a chanami, we're taking out v'lishtok, but we're replacing with something else. That doesn't have to spell out. So it is v'lishtok. Don't use those words. How are you going to know the mitzvah to marry her? You'll find another way the Torah will put it.
I was going to suggest this has its own problems as if Shat, but the Gezira Sheva might have been able to teach us that from Ifata.
That what? The mitzvah to marry her?
The halachos are different.
It's far from Pashit. Maybe we'll get to this soon. Far from Pashit, there's a mitzvah to marry her by Mifata. Not simple. You don't force him, that's for sure. Is there a mitzvah b'chal to marry her? Mariam Arena. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a kiyum? Not simple. Perhaps, but then you're going to see when it out. Reuven, yeah?
Rabbi, from where does Tosfos know that the significant word here is tihyeh?
No, I think you have no other way to read the words of Tosfos Kasha. V'lishtok milos isha, and then you only read boy. The point of Tosfos is that you should eliminate the cause of our problems that need the ribui for. What's the cause of our problem? What's the root issue that they need the ribui for? The drasha that you would make from the words lo siya l'isha, and you would say, oh, you need isha shesh bahavaya, and isha ru'uya l'kayma. Tosfos says, don't cause the problems. Let the Torah be silent for lo siya l'isha, and you won't need the ribui. Obviously, Tosfos didn't mean that the Torah wouldn't have a mitzvah to marry her, that you have to have that in the Torah. The answer must be, obviously, what Tosfos intended to ask was that don't express lo siya l'isha as the mitzvah. Express the mitzvah to marry her in some other way rather than with the words lo siya l'isha. So let the Torah not say that and then not create a problem. So Tosfos says, no, I need the lo siya for something else. Midaita. But we're asking, we'll soon see what that means, but Tosfos' question is very strange, because I understand you could have the mitzvah phrased a different way, but there is a halacha l'gabi, the mitzvah to marry her, that it has to be Yishari l'kayma. That's the Mishnah Lamites. So the Torah needed to use the phraseology relative to the din of marrying her. So then you are stuck. Then what did Tosfos ask? Everyone hear the chesh with the problem in pshat. It's a pshat problem, reading the Tosfos. Yeah?
Yosef. It's impossible to read it as Tosfos saying v'lishtok, as in, we know there's a mitzvah, we know we use the pasuk for a mitzvah, but v'lishtok is far as any drashos to come.
and then afterwards he says midaita, because once we know that there is a drasha coming out of it, then we're forced to say, okay, other drashas come out.
Yeah, but why did Tosfos go right to the core of the issue? And what? And we know the drasha is already about Rishul Kaima insofar as Knas. So if that drasha is in fact a valid drasha insofar as the marriage is concerned, so then Tosfos shouldn't have even asked the question. Or should have answered that. Should have answered that. What? Yeah, you'll see.
The way I understood the Lishtok, and actually this is kind of building off of Dani, is that Tosfos wasn't asking the Lishtok on the Torah, he was asking the Lishtok on the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the high of the honey b'nei consonant, the mayi prikon, the lot yali shah yisha har yoyil, that drasha is used to teach us the
if the Gemara is going to be silent, the problem is not going to go away.
We don't have to extend the Midrash.
You need the Lashon Losia for what? The Itzrich Lemidrash Losia Lisha Midaita. Hang on, Yoni, I'm going to take a quick. Let's just say, what is Tosfos' answer? You need it from Darshan Midaita. What is he referring to? The Gemara later on Daf Lamites Amidais, discussing Onas Mefate, right? What does the Mishnah tell us on Lamites? That the Onas. Differences between onus and mefata. The onus has to marry her and gives a knas no matter what. The mefata gives a knas if he doesn't marry her. Then it says further, Tanya Nami Hachi, the more quotes of Raisa, the more says Echad, in that Raisa, Echad, onus, Echad, mefata, bein hi, bein avi, yichon la'akev. By onus and by mefata, the girl or the father can veto. They don't want to marry, either the girl doesn't want to get married to this guy, or the father doesn't want her to marry this person, so he doesn't marry her. Gemara says, Bishlam and Mefuta, I understand the source for this. Ksiv in Mayan Yemayan Aviha. It says in Mayan Yemayan Aviha, so that's clear the father could refuse. Engli Elo Aviha, he asked for me, I know she could refuse. Tamlama Yemayan, Mikol Makom. So either one could refuse. Elo Ones, Bishlama Ihi, I understand that she could say no, because it says Velo Sia Midaita. Ella Via Minalan comes to Gemara. Abaye and Rava gives different sources how you know that the father could veto. So meanwhile, you see from the Gemara, how do you know by Ones that she could veto, that she doesn't want to marry him? Because it says Velo Tia Isha, so the Tia means it's up to her. She could say yes, you could say no. She says no. So then you don't force her to have to marry him. So that's coming from what word? Tia. So what did Tosfos answer? That you can't have expected the Torah to be silent from Velosia Leisha, meaning not that the Torah would have the mitzvah, but that the Torah would phrase the mitzvah in a different way. In a different way, not to use the words Tia. And then you wouldn't have the mistaken impression that you need Ruyu Lekaima and Yesh Bavaya. The Torah wrote Tia because that's how you know that she can veto. You need Midaita. That's from Tia. It's clear. Tosfos' entire discussion is centering around the need for the word Tia. So therefore, what emerges from Tosfos? That you need the word Tia because Midaita. Now that you have that, now you have a problem. Because now you're going to say, like Shimon HaTimani and Shimon HaMenasseh say, that maybe he needs Dafka woman who's real Kaima, Yesh Bahavaya. That's why you need the Riboy, and now for the Riboy, two Riboyim are sufficient. That's the Tosfos. But we're left with Rosh Hashanah's question. Rosh Hashanah wonders, L'chari, you need the Osiya, because you need the Torah to tell me that Ru'uya L'kaima is a condition within what aspect? Within the aspect of the mitzvah of Nesilin. Rosh Hashanah has a cheshbon, you look at it, it's an interesting cute teretz, you have to know, he wants to work into Tosfos' words in the Teretz. The emesis, it's a sugya later, won't go there, but you should know, how do you know that you don't marry her when she's not roya l'kaima, she's chayv l'gavin. So we say because isha ru'uya, right? But the Gemara is not happy with that. The Gemara says we have to asay bidocha lo saseh. We know that asay is docha lo saseh. So the Gemara daf mem right before the new Mishnah. So let's say asay bidocha lo saseh, and the Gemara ends up saying that we don't allow for the din of dechia because in this case, since the asay doesn't have to be fulfilled, if she says no, there's no asay. So however you want pshat in the Gemara, but the words of the Gemara are that because I amra lo ve'ina mi isa le'essay klal, since if she would say I don't want, there's no essay, so therefore they don't apply the rule of what? Of essay dechalosas. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Rashash, aha. So ptosis means the following, the terz. You need losia midaita. What does that tell you? That the woman can veto. If the woman can veto, so now you know that there's no din of essay dechalosas. There's no din of seidah chalosa say, then we know that the drasha, in fact, holds that there's no mitzvah to marry her if she's not ruya l'kaima. In other words, that halacha, that you don't marry her if she's not ruya l'kaima, is hinging on something more that the Gemara fleshes out. Why is it true that you have no mitzvah to marry her when she's not ruya l'kaima? After all, seidah chalosa say. The ultimate answer in the Gemara is because she could say no. So Tosis Taka answers, you need tiya midaita, which actually supports and reinforces what the Mishnah says, that there's no mitzvah to marry her. So what Rashi says, what I'm asking, is really implicit in Tosis Teres. It's a little bit of a dreidel, right? You understand? Well, it's not the Pasuk Pshat and what Tosis answered. But he uses the fact that the Gemara mentions the fact that she can veto as the reason why you don't allow for Asei Dechalos Asei, which is why there is no mitzvah of Nisuin. So it comes out that with Tosis' answer, we're really saying what we were asking and we were answering. That's kind of what he does. You look in the Rashat, you see it. But the sugya daf mem is a sugya. You have to understand pshat, what does Gemara mean in terms of asay dechalos asay. So we're not going to learn it. But just to understand what the Rashat does, the ma'isa, the kasha is a good kasha. Choritosis is strange. What is he asking? He has to say, we'll see Elisha for the din of what the Mishnah says. Kasha is a good kasha. The Teretz, you have to know what he's saying. There's other kashas, though. Kibbeh comes with a kasha. Kibega comes with a kasha, says, I'll tell you why you need tia. I mean, he answers Tosis' kasha. What's bothering Tosis? It shouldn't say losia. It should say something else. We have other drashas from tia. What does Rabbi Kibega point to? Ktana, according to who? Because Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir hold? That Ktana doesn't get knas. That's what the Gemara referenced earlier. What's the source for Rabbi Meir? Why is there no knas for Ktana? The Gemara doth nem of days. But Chizd explains why. Only a woman, someone who herself could give herself over for Kedushin. Tana can Mekadosh herself. So we need the Tia for a mayor to teach me that a Ketana doesn't get Knas. So, simple answer. Okay, so that's only a mayor. According to the Chachamim, they say Ketana does get Knas. So then you don't have this possible answer. Says the Kivega, but you have another drasha that the Chacham would also agree to. What is that shifcha? Again, everyone remember on Amud Aleph. Tosis mentions on Chav Tes Amud Aleph that a shifcha who is at the time of the Maisa is a shifcha. There is no knas. He quoted from a Yerushalmi. Even if she's Mishamer, says Atma, she's Mintera Nafsha, she's a Bosula. So what's the source? So we spoke it at the time. What's the reason for the Yerushalmi? So it's going to give us the background of the Yerushalmi. But what is the Yerushalmi's source? That Shifcha has no knas? Because it says, Sia Isha. So the only time you have knas is with somebody who could have Tfisas Kedushin with somebody in the world. As opposed to, for example, Achoso, where there is knas, there's no Tfisas Kedushin here between the Ma'ames and the girl. But the answer is, but there would be Tfisas Kedushin for somebody else. But Masha'ekin by a Shifcha, where there's no Tisha, Amadam al Chamor, there's no Tisha's Kedushin by a Shifcha with anybody. So Tia teaches me that only a girl who has the possibility of Tisha's Kedushin. So Kibega says, I have another answer, Tosis Kash. Tosis was asking, we shouldn't have the word Tia, we won't have problems, that we don't want to be Riboy. So you need the Tia for a mayor, for the Chachamim, for Shifcha. Good, so it's another chance, Tosis Kash. There's another Rabbi Kibega, which is strange. Daf Mem. Sounds strange, but it's good worth mentioning. He asked the following kasha. What do you need a riboy v'chayv krisus? What's this riboy v'chayv krisus all about? Even though, what's the problem? Even though this is a girl that, what? That doesn't have havaya, so you would think she's excluded from knas. So the Torah is marah b'chayv krisus that there's still going to be knas. Says Rabbi Kiveger, who needs the riboy v'chayv krisus? I know it already. How do I know it? Because what's the halacha by ketana? So Rav Meir says, there's no knas. Why? Because she's not able to mekadesh herself. Right? But the Chacham disagree. They're marbek tan. So what do you see according to the Chachamim? You can have knas even if what? Even though she's not mahava at, but she can make herself marry. There's no, she's going to mekadesh herself or have some mekadesh her, there won't be tefisas kedusha. And the Torah is marbek, even though she's not a bas havaya, she can't have atzma, she's not a basavaya, and yet there's kedushin. So then kris, chavi krisus should have kedushin, it's knas. So chavi krisus should have knas as well, and the same way ketana has knas, according to the chacham. It says, because eger, you can be machalek. What's the chiluk he says? Ketana, she can have krisus kedushin right now. In a few years, she'll have krisus kedushin. However, what? Chavi krisus, not now, not ever. So he brings that as a teretz. But then he says, I have a kasha, he says, that when I'm marbe chavi krisus, maybe I should be marbe only some chavi krisus and not all. Maybe I should only be marbe those chavi krisus that could have some havaya potentially in the future. Which ones does he mention? Who saw it? Achos isha, the Torah says it only, you can only, the isser is not to marry achos ishto bechayeha. If a person has a woman and she dies, he can marry the sister after the first sister died. So maybe we should only be marbeh those chayvei krisus that are less ba'avaya but could come with their avaya potential. So this is Rabbi Kiveger, he's mefalpel in this. I don't know, I don't understand the chorda kasha to begin with. The original kasha. What was Rabbi Kiveger asking? Why do you need a ribuy for chayvei krisus? I know that chayvei krisus should have knas because I know ketana has knas, even though ketana is not a bas havaya, and yet there's knas. So too chayvei krisus. And so he said, "Oh, but the difference is she'll become a bas havaya, so it's better." I understand. Ketana is not a bas havaya. Tell me, how could she be married to the father? Yeah, the father has a kosher mekadesh. So of course she's a bas havaya. What is Rav Meir's drasha that she doesn't get knas? What is it? The lo siya liisha, that the only time there's knas is Rav Meir is if what? If b'mahava atzma kasim medaber. If the becoming mekudeshes is up to her. If she could be mekadesh herself. That's why ketana is excluded. Because she can't make herself mekudeshes. So that's the basis of Rav Meir's exclusion. The Chachamim don't ignore that. They have a riboy ketana is in fact going to get knas. But the issue in Rav Meir and the Chachamim is in terms of whether she's a bas havaya, not in general, in terms of herself becoming miskadeshes, but that she's a bas havaya as a whole, of course, through the father. So I just don't understand Rav Kiveger's kasha to begin with. Chayvei krisus is a world of difference. Chayvei krisus is not tafsi condition, period. Tana is more of a specific notion of her making herself the kudeshes. I mamish don't understand b'cha, what was Rabbi Kiveger's kash, I don't know, tzorach iyun. What was he asking? That's the great Rabbi Kiveger. But Rabbi Kiveger over here is another teretz netosus kasha, that you need a tia for tana, for a mayor, or for shivcha. So we have a couple of ha'aras that we came at with here in this tosus. Yoni from before, yeah, I didn't forget. Answered? Anyone else? Yeah. My problem with Rabbi Kiveger is kasha.
Yeah.
The kasha and Kiveger and Dafmeh. Kiveger says, why do you need a riboy for chayvei krisus to include chadkes for knas? Because otherwise you would say there's no knas because they're not bas havaya, both tafsi kedusha. Kiveger says, but I shouldn't need a riboy because after all, ketana, Rav Meir excludes because the mahava atzma kas medaber. The Torah only gives knas for someone who can make herself mekudeshes. The Chachamim disagree. They say Ketana has knas. So from the Chachamim, who argue with Rav Meir, you can see that there's knas even for a girl that's not bas havaya. So why would you need a special riba for chavi krisus according to the Chacham? So he starts distinguishing. Well, ketana could come with day havaya, and chavi krisus can't. And then he asked the kasha. Then when we're marba chavi krisus, we should be marba only some that could come with day havaya, not others. I mean, he's right there. I don't understand the kasha to begin with. The difference by ketana is that she is a bas havaya. She just can't make herself miskadesh. So that's a different issue. Chayvei krisus are not bas havaya at all. I don't know. Okay, let's see the next tosafot. Aisri ruhu trei. Oh, so now we're at the last part of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, really, Rish Lakish and our papa don't work by themselves, because you can look at Rish Lakish's drushes and you say, wait a second, you need them for other things. You need the Hanayra for Abayas Din, we discussed yesterday at length, and Rav Papa's words for his drasha, you need for Gzeira Shava, for the halachas of Ones and Mefata, that it's Chamish and Kesef by Mefata, and it's Shkolim by Ones. So the Gemara says the way it works out is, basically, we have six Ribuyim. Because you have Nara, Nara, Hanayra, Besua, Besua, Habesuos. Now that we have six, so now we go Trega Gufayu, and that's one by Onus Lomim Mefate, the Gufayu. Now you have Chad Labai, Chad Gzeva Shava. And now we're left with two. So the remaining two is one for Chayvi Lav, one for Chayvi Krisus. Fectosis. Aisri Lutre. So how does it work? You have two Ribuyim. One is Chayvi Lav, and one is Chayvi Krisus. But where are these two Ribuyim? So we're distributing, right? We have one and one, one and one. Now we have one left in the parish of Ones, in the Hanayra. We have one left in the parish of Mefata from the Habesulos. And what are you doing? You're saying, one is Chayvi Lav and one is Chayvi Krisus. V'chad ribuy kasa ba'ones, v'chad mefata. V'yim toimar. U'menolon, v'chad lasi Chayvi Krisus. Then what gives us the right to be Mabar Chayvi Krisus at all? Ema, d'tarvayu asu ribuy Chayvi Lav. Maybe both are going on Chayvi Lavin. V'chad l'ones, v'chad l'mefate. After all, one is by ones, one is by mefate. So how do I know to get to jump to Chayvi Krisus? Maybe only Chayvi Lavin are included. But I need two ribuyim because I have it by ones, I have it by mefate. In other words, what is Tosa saying? That we should have the need for a separate ribuy that is nas by Chayvei Lav and by Ones. You would think otherwise, you need a ribuy to tell me, no, there is knas. And I would think that there is no knas by Mefata, by Chayvei Lav, and seeing the Torah to be married by that, and I don't have any basis to now to jump to Chayvei Krisus. Yishlomar de lahalot tzarech. Just like we have the Gzeira Shava that the Gemara mentions, so I would be able to learn one from the other. So once I know one, Chayvei Lav by one, I'd learn the other as well. So I wouldn't need a separate Ribuy, so therefore the other Ribuy is going to be Chayvei Krisus, and again, if I have it by one, I learn to the other. What's wrong here with this picture? Let's go back to the Kasha of Tosas. Tosas was suggesting that we don't have a right to go to Chayvei Krisus because I need a separate ribuy for each by Chayvei Lavin for Ones and by Mefat. Now let's go backwards. Why did Tosas say in the earlier Tosas that you need a ribuy at all for Chayvei Lavin? Start with Chayvei Lavin. Why do you need a ribuy? Because otherwise I would exclude a case, let's say, of Ein Aruya L'Kaima from Knas. Why? Why would I have excluded a woman who's not Roya L'Kaima from Knas? Because of what? Because of Losia Leisha. Because of Losia Leisha. Where is it written Losia Leisha? By Onus. So once, and why would I have thought, therefore, by Mefate, that there's no Knas for Chayvei Lavin? Why? Why? Because of the lo silish of onus. So if I have one ribui by onus that says that chayvi lavin has knas, so now there's nothing to tell me by mefata that there's no knas by chayvi lavin, because whatever reason, why would I have needed a ribui anywhere? Because of the lo silish of onus. Once I don't have that, once I've overcome that, once I have a ribui targeting that and saying there is knas by onus, so then why would mefata need its own ribui? What was Tosus kasha to begin with? Who asked this?
Kiveg.
Everyone here, the Kiveg's kasha. What was Tosus thinking? Tosus gives a teretz. No, but once I need the ribui for both, but works for one, I can now learn it out to the other. Tosus is not saying what we're saying. Tosus is Ki'ilu saying, I need to know by mefata, even if I have the ribui by onus, I still don't know mefata, except I'll learn mefata from onus. So I'll end up with this, with a halacha by mefata, because I'll use a gzeirah shavah. The Kirga is asking, the only reason why I would think mefata would have the problem is because I would learn from onus. But if onus doesn't have the problem to begin with, then why would I have a problem by mefata to begin with? The only reason I need a ribui for yechayv rabbi, you can go see a leish. He gives it with a tzarach here. Hamefuta lo ksivu osi a leish. Avu yitzrach ribuye el mishim tahana lo meid em exer shavu depita mi onus. Again, Tosus also mentions exer shavu the teretz, but Tosus is using the exer shavu in what sense? That once I have my halacha by onus, that the Torah gave me that information, so now I can learn out to mefata that the halacha is true by mefata too, that there's knas. That's what Tosus says. The Kivager is saying like this: why would you have had a problem by mefata? Only because of the pasuk that was written by onus, and I would say that there's a problem by onus, there's no knas by enuy lekaima, so too by mefata. But if I have one ribui by onus that says don't, there's no problem, there is knas. Even if it's enuy lekaima, there is knas. So then why would you think by mefata alone that there's no knas? The Tzarech Talmud, right? What is the answer? He doesn't have any haschol kushyasa, Tzarech Talmud, yeah. So what could be the pshat? So the Rashash has an interesting thought. And I found, Aaron, you showed me the Nur B'Kivegas, they bring this also from the Rashash, and I think I found later in, during the Seder, the Kiryat Sefer of the Mabit on the Rambam says it on his own also. Maybe someone quoted it. That there is a drasha in the bottom of the Kiveger, the new ones, they say it's a new Mechilta that they found, Mechilta de Rashim ben Yechai maybe, that came out, that they found this drasha over there. The Rashash didn't quote that because he didn't have it. But Rashash says that you can make the following drasha. What could be the drasha? Mohor Yimharena lo leisha. So what could we darshan? Mohar yimharena lo leisha sounds like lo siya leisha. So what are you darshan? Mohar yimharena lo leisha? Isha lo yila. So therefore, independent of the lo siya leisha of onus, there'd be a diuk of Mohar Yimrena Lo Isha, Isha Ru'u Yalam. Strange. The Gemara doesn't say it. What does the Gemara ask from? The Lo Siya Li Isha. That's the Pasuk by Onus. Okay, according to the Rashash, we have a Pasuk by Mefata. So it comes out, we have a Diuk that you have to compensate for with the Ribui, separate by Onus and separate by Mefata. But I have the following question I want to pose as follows. Back to the issue that we started with at square one, we read the Gemara. The Gemara's question, Ikri kan lo siya leisha. There are two ways to read this Gemara. Either, like the Tosus read and the Piskei read, that the Gemara is saying that if you can't fulfill the mitzvah of lo siya leisha, so there shouldn't be a chiyuv of knas, one way. Or the Gemara means that there's a drasha below Seli Isha that only an Isha Ru'uya lo will get knas. It's a profile. Such a woman who has a chesaron in her that she's not really a kaima, there's no knas. To the extent that Mefate has to deal with the same issue in its own terms, which is what we're basically seeing from Tosis to answer the Kivegas Kasha, right? You're suggesting that there's a problem by Mefate as well, if it's not Ruya L'Kaim. And you need a separate reboot from that, for that, except that once you have the reboot onus, you can learn out the Gzeres Shav. So what does that seem to suggest in terms of Mefate? Let's take the first approach, the Tosis Rid. If you can fulfill one, then you can fulfill the other. That means there's a fulfillment of some sort by Mefate when you marry him. Again, there's no knas when you marry, but there's a fulfillment, there's a mitzvah. Is that really true? By ones, there's a mitzvah. And it's bal karcho. He has no choice. He can't veto. What's the halacha by Mefate? Mor yemarena lo isha. Anyone can veto, right? She can veto, the father can veto, and the guy can veto. If he vetoes, he pays knas. And if he doesn't veto, and should he not, we can't force him. But is there a mitzvah of Maria Morena Loisa? Is there a mitzvah? Or that if he does that, then there's no knas. It's not simple, but look at the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. The very bottom of the page. What does it say in the Mishnah Named Aleph? One of the differences between ones and mefate is ha'ones shose ba'atzitzo, the mefate imratza lahotzi motzi. Shose ba'atzitzo, Rashi says bekli shebacha lo lishtos bo, he stuck with her basically. He has no choice. Or yuchal shalcha, a few chigeres, a few suma, whatever it might be, that's it. That's by a normal case. Ones, he stuck with her. Mefate and Matsalochi Mot. Says the Gemara, the bottom of the page, Amale Ravim Parzik Miparzakya Ravashi Mehdi. Nigmar Gamri Mehadadi. Laham no tsunami ligmar mehadadi. What's more asking? We should learn out with the Gzeres Shava. We have many things we learn out with Gzeres Shava. So we should learn out that what? That by Mefate, we force it, right? By Mefate, he has no choice. He has to marry her against his will. And where it says, no, Amakra, Mohar Yimharena Lo Isha, Lo Midaita. Here you have a low, the Gemara, here you have the Rashi in the Gemara about low. Mohar Yimharena Lo Isha, Lo Midaita. That he has to want. So the Gemara has a pasuk that tells me that you don't force him. But what did the Gemara want? That we should force him, but the mitzvah still exists? Or there is no mitzvah. Except the Gemara was asking, there should be a mitzvah. Now, so what are we left with by Mefate? At the end of the day, what are we left with? Are we left with a reshus? Or are we left with a mitzvah? The Gemara wanted it should be what? Mitzvah and kofin? And the answer is no, lo midaito, meaning it's up to him. It's up to him. It's not even a mitzvah. That's what you have the drasha. Lo, the Gemara wanted it should be a mitzvah and he should force, and the answer is no, lo midaito. So it's not a mitzvah, it's just a rishus. Or it is a mitzvah. But the Gemara wanted more than that. We wanted that we could force him to do it. And the answer is in kofin. That he can say no, he can't force him. So why is this relevant? Because again, if you read the Gemara, that the Gemara was saying that you should have to have the possibility of fulfilling the lo siyo li'isha in order for there to be knas, and you want to discuss that by Mefate, it would seem to be that there's some kind of a kiyum din Benefat. If it's a total reshus, so what do you need? It has to be able to have it. Why? It's not. It's totally optional. No? It could be it's machokas rishonim. You could be medayik in the Tosfos over there that there is a kiyum din in mefata. It could be it's machokas rishonim in this question, but I think it has everything to do with the discussion that we started the sugya with. What does the Gemara want in asking Othir Isha? Again, the Gemara doesn't mention mefata. According to the Rashash, there's a drasha by mefata too. What does that drasha mean? Mahari merena lo isha. Isha ru'uyala. What is Isha ru'uyala? By the fact that, what does it mean by onus, Isha ru'uyala? If it means that you have to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, the inyan of lo thiyar isha, then if you have it by mefata, what you're saying in effect is that you have to be able to fulfill that inyan. If it's not an inyan, it's just totally a reshus. So what is it exactly? Then what you have to say is that it could be a drasha that defines the woman. When is your mitzvah, when is your chiv knas? Only a woman that is this profile, this type. A woman that is ru'yah l'kayma. It's just a formula. If it's a formula, then I can put it by mefata as well. If it's just a formula, then it doesn't matter whether it's a mitzvah. It's just a simen. Ru'yah l'kayma has nothing to do with the mitzvah that exists or doesn't exist. It could be a mitzvah, it could be not a mitzvah. Mefata could be a total reshus. But what we're trying to say is, when is there a chiv knas on this type of an isha and not that type of an isha? And what is the formula? The formula could be called Ruya L'kaima. The formula could be called Yesh Bahavaya. You want to talk about onus, you could talk about onus. You want to talk about mefata, you want to find a dress of mefata, fine. But it doesn't bother me, because there's no mitzvah by mefata. We're not trying to link one aspect with another. We're not trying to fulfill. You have to be able to fulfill that inyan in order to have this inyan. There's nothing to fulfill by mefata. Could very well be. There's no mitzvah by mefata. There's a total reshus. But nevertheless, there could be halacha that says that there's only knas if she's an isha that's low. Yimharena low, like the Rashash brings. Yimharena low isha, that has to be a ru'uya low. It's just a question of formulating a profile. So then it doesn't bother me whether there's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. Could be there's no mitzvah, but it's a definition of what woman gets knas. So if you learn al derech, like we said, that way, then I'm okay with the Rashash's teretz. In other words, the teretz derech kivegas kasha, that, you know, why would you have even thought to need a reway by mefata to compensate for what? So there's a miyud over there too. But if it's never a miyud, it's about defining the linking the mitzvah and the knas, so then that would suggest that by mefata there's also such a linkage. What kind of linkage is there? Obviously that would mean that there'd be a mitzvah by mefata, even if it's not something you can enforce, but there's a mitzvah nonetheless.